maintenance coming up. So I am wondering if now is the right time to ask this question, and if you could open some doors of thoughts for me, of course.
On what? The value of patients? This is not the time. That's how Rumi ended book one. Remember? The last word, the last session of book one, when he wanted to close everything, he reminded again that this is not something to rush. Love is not something to rush. Because, why? You tell me.
First, can we?
Because when it's about love, you are nothing. And what is the source of being in rush? Intelligence. This one is in a hurry. Why? Don't you know why this one is in a hurry? Because this one knows that it's here for a limited time, it would die. This one wouldn't die. That's the difference. While listening to it, you're always in rush. Always in rush, no matter what. No matter what the subject is. Because this is a ticking stuff and works with time. Love is timeless. Has nothing to do with time. So, no, this is not the best moment to talk about it. It was there and it will be repeated again and again and again. Everybody prefers to have it as soon as possible. Here, as soon as possible has no meaning at all. Because what is soon, what is late? This is like a very good meal. If you rush preparing it, you could be sure that something will go wrong. You have to be patient with it. And patience is the key. Why? You heard it last night, but you don't want to accept it. What was the last sentence? Be patient, because you don't know what's good for you. Wallahu a'lam bis-sawab, not you. But no, of course not. For you, you know the best. Who's the God to know better than you? Because you know what's good for you, you know what you want. That's the self, that's the ego who presses that. Me, I want it now, and so on. This is not the subject of rushing it. Do you remember the example I always give you? Who is the fellow that we are going to enjoy Stanley Park and is in rush? Is in rush to do what? To get out of there. To finish it. This is what it is. This is a garden that you have to go around patiently, pick the different flowers and smell it and enjoy it and all that. Rush is a silly human brain which is rush. What's a rush for? One of the examples we heard from Rumi, you remember he said, when you ask, you make it more difficult. When you don't ask, it will somehow leak in you. But with each question, you prepare a barrier. Because with the question, what do you do when you question something? Practically, you oppose it. You have some reasons to doubt it, to think this and that. That's how the question arises. And in this path, Rumi loud and clear said, when you ask, you make it more complicated. Let it run its course. And if you see that you always have questions, a lot of them, you should realize that there is something wrong in here. That's the attitude of the inflated ego who wants to be in control. And love is not something you could control. Thanks God, nobody could, because nobody could grab it. You hope to be better, maybe it will grab you. So, rushing is the source of all the questions that your brain invents. Why your brain invents questions? Because frankly, we are honest. The first thing we told you was, you fell in love with this silly one, and this is the handmaiden. It shouldn't be your queen. Do you remember? That was the first one. Obviously, we talk against the logic. Then what will happen to logical people? The more logical you are, your logic will be more offended and reacts to that. Questioning is not simply something I don't know, I want to know. There is a lot of different stuff in questioning. There is the dilemma of not understanding. It's the eagerness, yes, for understanding. But there are some other stuff. Show off. If a group of people are sitting down and somebody is giving a speech, the best way to show off that I'm the one that you should talk to, you will invent a question. Haven't you seen in the assemblies, you will see some professional questioner. There was a doctor. Every Iranian will know him, because in any gathering he will stand up and give a lecture. He didn't even at the end bother, he was getting old, he didn't bother to connect it to the subject that they are talking about, because this was an opportunity to stand up and give a lecture. Confusion. Then, dealing with some other fellow, I don't know how to deal with it, therefore I question everything, maybe to find something for that. There is a lot of different subject that will push your brain to make questions and say, I want to understand. Love is not something to understand. It's something to embrace, to let go so it will come to you. Rumi's talking. When you question, actually you distort the subject by a but or if or so and so, you will somehow even distort the subject, you make it more difficult to be understood. So today is not a good time for that. You don't have questions. Do you? But I have questions. What is my question? Where are we? What are we talking about? We are talking about ego. We are talking about this duality in human being, right? Pharaoh and Moses. We heard about a very special subject last time, which was what was all this long paragraph we talked about? Pharaoh was asking for some time. Give me some time. I want to do something, right? Moses said, that's not my job. From above, I said, okay, give him time. Do you remember that one paragraph? What did Rumi say? right at the end of the paragraph, he said, you know what? This is not a story in the eyes of someone who wants to do something about it. For a doer, this is not a story. I'm trying to explain the feeling of the presence of beloved. So, what did he tell you about the presence of beloved? He said, that's the point. I'm talking about out of space, out of time. Do you remember that? The subject we're talking is no space, no time. You're rushing. It's really funny here, because there is no time for this. He said, there is no mazi, there is no mustaqbal, there is no hal in this. Remember that? That's why you have a question tonight, right? You remember that. He's talking about, but time doesn't matter. Because when you're confused, each second will be like a century to you. That's what time is. Really, to you, time is the feeling. If you're a very happy, time flies by. The watch, no. That's the time, that's what we call hal, which means feeling, passion, now, presence, all of that, and more than that, out of all of that. It's amazing that the word was Arabic and you didn't pay attention to it. It's la makan. And you're looking for it somewhere? How many times I repeated here that the goodness we are looking for is not out there. It's not lost. Isn't here, it's not discovered yet. But you try to find it outside as if that's another piece of, I don't know, comfort or having or treasure or value. No. It's to find it here. And in here, the first thing that is missing in here is patience. That's why everybody feels a little bit handicapped in being kind. Because if you want to be kind, you should be patient. Right? When you're facing someone, you want to help someone, you cannot press that fellow that, okay, tell me the story. What's the problem? This is not it. It's la makan, la zaman. There is no four dimension, 11, no matter how many dimensions you think here, we are talking out of that. This is something special. We say, okay, presence of beloved means what? By beloved, we mean that quality of just and justice and truth, haq. And haq has no place. It's not an object. It's timeless. That's what we're talking about here. Rumi said, listen, time is important for Pharaoh. Why? To gather all his power and assets. He asks it.